She said, you're not gonna do this anymore. She said, I'm gone, hire a white oak to decorate our home.
Jerry Bader Show, 1025. Nice, Earl. Nice. Now, the Centers for Disease Control does have an actual definition of binge drinking. It defines binge drinking as a pattern of drinking that brings a person's blood alcohol content to 0.08 or above. This typically happens when men consume 5 or more drinks and women 4 or more in about 2 hours. Okay. However, all over the internet, and I just found a number of sites, they describe it as 5 drinks or more at one time. Well, what time? Now, I will be honest. I think the CDC I can live with. 5 drinks or more in a 2-hour period for men. The definition is something that gets you to 0.08. I may have been a 0.08. Certainly by the time I was done, I think I was at 0.08. By my estimation, I had 6 drinks in 4 hours. But the glass of wine and the whiskey were in pretty close proximity. On top of the other drinks that I had, I was probably close to 0.08. I don't think, if I could have avoided it, I would not have driven. I think what the CDC has is an okay definition. I wouldn't contest it. But all over the place, you'll see 5 drinks at one time. I found several sites Googling during the break. And I think, like a lot of other things, we have broadened the definition. By the way, I think binge drinking, particularly on campus, is a real problem. I do. But like so many things, bullying, campus rape, and other things, we continue to exaggerate what actually is a serious problem. Bill and Hatley, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Good to hear from you again.
Good to hear from you.
Hey, listen, I got to go kind of in a circle here, so bear with me. I'll be quick.
Mm-hmm.
Global warming, global cooling, and then they had to redefine it as climate change, okay? So I could live with the CDC and their definition on binge drinking, just like you. I think that's a realistic thing, okay,
mm-hmm.
in a way. But by the time it comes down to picking your pocket and you're in for drunken driving or you're in for some kind of criminal activity that you were drinking during, then they put you in alcohol assessment. Now, what happens there, the whole definition changes because if you so much as drink any amount, well, first off, they want to say, well, how many beers do you drink a week? How many beers do you, and they kind of got a baseline.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go into these gotcha questions and they say things like, they ask questions like, so when do you start to feel it?
Hmm.
Well, if I were to admit, well, I start to feel it after one, you know, and they say, well, do you have another one? Well, yeah, generally I have another one. And that's the gotcha. In other words, they're saying and defining you as you can't hold your liquor.
Okay. Bill, I got to let you run because I do want to get another caller in. To Nick in O'Connell Falls. Nick, go ahead.
Hello, Jerry. Well, regardless of what definition you put on binge drinking, which can be arbitrary, I suppose, and subjective, I believe it takes the body about an hour for an average person to metabolize a drink. So you said you had 6 drinks in 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that would be not. You said you wouldn't have driven. That would have been a good idea. So let me just leave it there.
Well, but that was that a binge though?
Well, I would equate binge with supposed to be a negative connotation. Why would you put that unless you're talking about driving or doing something that requires sobriety in a certain time period while drinking? So I would, you know, why else would you discuss whether your binge drinking is good or bad?
Well, no, but this is my point.
Other
though.
Than health,
that,
health
but,
reasons,
but,
of course.
But see, look. Drinking alcohol for the express purpose of getting drunk isn't a good idea. I was pretty leisurely with the 2 beers. I had my wife opened a bottle of red wine to go with the red meat that we had for dinner. And I had a pre-scheduled glass of whiskey to go with a cigar. I had, and I like to drink beer when I'm cooking out. I didn't have four of them. I had two in 2 hours. But I think the definition has been so greatly broadened, a lot of people think what I did was a binge. I don't. All right, we'll go elsewhere after the news.
The Jerry Bader Show.